This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
2-1. Hit to right on a line. Down the line and fair. Into the corner. Extra bases for Urias. Sanchez, the catcher, held at third. Tony Mangelino puts up the stop sign on that double by Ramon Urias, and it's second and third with one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball right side and through. Base hit. Sanchez scores. Urias behind him. He'll score. Mullins to third. Two-run single. Ryan O'Hearn. We're tied at four. Ball found a hole on that right side.
Welcome in on a Friday. Highlights courtesy of Pirates Radio. Ramon Urias with a base hit. You had Ryan O'Hearn, RBI. Two RBI hits. Two hits, two RBIs. Orioles will lose 9-5. Spring training baseball. Felix Bautista scheduled to pitch tonight in spring training baseball. But, of course, the big story is we're still sort of wrapping our head around this whole Grayson Rodriguez situation. And hopefully they said more info was to come today. We have not heard from the skipper yet. But tricep soreness, and we await more news on Grayson.
Yeah, Skipper will be available, I would assume, before first pitch tonight.
The 6 o'clocker.
We'll see whether we get an actual update or a, hey, he's still going for more tests or what have you. But this is looking like a pretty bleak week for the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, they say these things happen in threes, right? And I guess that's sort of what we got here between Gunnar, Kittredge, and Grayson. I think it's a big deal. I think that there are many, many questions that they should be willing to answer about this at some point in time. We'll see if they ever are and what kind of responses we get when those questions are asked. But there is a troubling, to me, timeline here of a pitcher who hasn't looked right yet this spring, who they have a lot invested in, who they've talked up as a potential ace and a guy who could lead their staff in light of not spending any long-term money on pitching despite losing a Cy Young caliber starter to the open market. His velo has been down a lot this spring. He's talked openly about trying to change his delivery to avoid the lat situation. He was not himself in a pen, and then he was allowed to go out there and really not be himself in a fake baseball game. And then he was pulled from that game with no explanation, and the manager had nothing to offer after the game. The general manager or anybody on the training staff had nothing to offer. They let Grayson Rodriguez talk to the media and frankly say a lot of sort of cockamamie stuff, but he's a young man. He's a kid. Like, he doesn't know what's going on with his body. So then there's that. It was a mess. It was a mess across the board. It was a mess in baseball operations. It was a mess in the dugout. It was a mess in that bullpen before the game. It was a mess during that game. It was a mess when the manager finally got to that game. It was a mess for PR. It was a mess for the training staff. And in light of their record with their top pitching arms, and especially young pitching arms, emerging pitching arms who have been asked to do things at the major league level that go far and beyond what they've done in the past. I think it is fair to look at them with a pointed eye right now and eagerly await some of their explaining.
To your point, Jason, I talked to two people who are heavily involved in baseball, have been involved in baseball, and they both expressed shock that Grayson was allowed to talk the way he talked after the outing on, I guess it was Wednesday now. Like that he was, like, one of them said to me, you don't let him talk at all. And the other one said, you got to go to him beforehand and tell him you don't talk about your arm at all. Like that's.
Let me tell you what's behind door number three for a Major League Baseball front office that's being run professionally. You know what happens when those two things happen? The GM comes out real, real soon after that and says, hey, we understand what Grayson said. We're gathering more information on this. Yes, it is unusual for us to have to pull a starting pitcher after 33 pitches. We're going to acknowledge that, and we will get to you when we have an update on Grayson Rodriguez. What you can't have happen is the manager come out, slough it off, kind of laugh about it, cut an awkward joke about it sounded fine on the Twins radio broadcast I was listening to because I wasn't doing my job, and leave it at that for 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's you want to take a bad self-inflicted wound and stab yourself in the heart one more time? That's how you do it. You want to mismanage an already butchered situation? That's how you do it.
It was an all-around really bizarre day. And now looking ahead, Rock Cabaco pointed this out in his piece for MassInSports.com. And obviously these injuries, we don't know. They're not like for like. But Kramer was on the IL last year, strained right triceps. He missed 6 weeks. But what complicates this even more, that was Grayson's only second outing. He's not built up.
And we don't know what his velocity was in the first start. There's no stat cast.
Exactly. So, and that's where you wonder, and we brought this up, was it a Bradish situation? He was dealing with this tricep pain during the first outing. So even if it follows that Kramer timeline, we're not going to see him till May.
And I talked to someone about this who works over there, and they were like, well, you know, it's kind of on Grayson to let people know how he feels. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe if you didn't build a team all filled with kids who don't know any better, then I might be more inclined to go that route. But if you're going to build a super young team and you're not going to keep anybody around here more than 1 year who's a mercenary, whether it's Lyles or Gibson, or then it's Burns, and now it's Morton. Like, if you're not really going to have that culture within where somebody's kind of around to mentor them for more than 6 months, then you know what? If that's how you build your team, and you just... Kyle Bradish just came out and said they let me pitch under... I don't want to miss
character. Significant pain.
Significant discomfort.
Significant pain was the worst.
For the 12 times he started or whatever. What you can't do is build your team that way and have an utter disconnect, not being overseeing them like a mama bird and baby birds in the nest, not watching those bullpens diligently and going to them and saying, are you sure? Because you didn't look right in the pen. Like, they can't be managing it themselves. It can't be laissez-faire. It can't be, well, the ball's in their court to tell us. Because guess what? None of them have gotten really paid yet, and they're all really competitive, and they see that you built a team that's got a real opening here for them to become your number one. So, like, no, there have to be protocols and safety nets in place. And I have major questions about their ability to nurture and get people through a major league season, particularly arms.
We have a huge Friday show, very busy Friday show. We get started guest-wise, 2:30, John Morosi. Hey, we haven't had him on in a while. I'm sure I'll have a message for Little Italy at the end, but we'll talk baseball, get his thoughts on the Orioles and Major League Baseball at 2:30. Best bets with Ariel Epstein and our own Beltway Ben Hall at 3. Senior Day tomorrow, Xfinity Center, Terps and Northwestern. Guard Selton Miguel joins us at 3:30. Yes. Johnny Holiday, the voice of the Terps, joins us at 4. John Mioli covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner at 4:30, and possibly someone else in the 5 o'clock hour. But we won't, that could be a nice fun surprise. We shall see. We're going to call him and don't
build it up too much.
See if he comes on. If he doesn't, we'll do bounce back.
It's not Palm, okay? It's not Palm. Jim Palmer. Look. Sports teams around here have difficulty managing their expectations, or they manage the expectations so low that you're willing to take whatever slop they throw at you. We're not going to do that.
No.
So
this is not.
It's not going to rock your world.
No, it's just he's a good talker.
Yeah,
friend of the
good
show.
Good guest.
Yeah,
he's not Phil Sims.
No, he's
not a Hall of Famer.
It's Hall of Fame.
Not a Hall of Famer.
He's not close.
He's not. I mean, keep it real. He's never going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Coming up.
Not even under consideration.
Yeah.
But he's a good guest.
Especially. You know,
they all, not everybody gets to the Hall of Fame, though.
No. You know, also a good guest is Rob Bradford, who has that baseball is boring podcast, and
you know who else is hurt? Tyler O'Neill.
Well, they said it's not a big deal, but we'll tell you.
It's never a big deal
until it is. Tyler O'Neill joined the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We'll hear from him next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Next here on The Fan.
Yeah, really excited to stay in the division. Obviously Baltimore came at me early in the free agency process, so just very thankful for how everything turned out. You know, I'm going to a winning organization. You know, I think I fit in really well here, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do this year.
That's Canadian Tyler O'Neill.
I covered hockey for a long time. Yeah. You want to know how he's definitely from Canada? Organization.
Yeah. Tyler O'Neill talking about staying in the division with the Orioles. Now, remember, he was scratched from yesterday's game. Brandon Hyde said, nothing to worry about here. Just some sore ribs. He should be fine. Now, he also said nothing to worry about with Gunnar Henderson. And now we've got that strain going on, and opening day is in question.
I mean, look, there's going to be bumps, bruises, and ouchies. That's what this time of year is for. But this guy has flashing red light warning signs about his durability. I mean, it's literally
his
brand.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to sit here and tell you the fact he couldn't get through a month of spring training without being yanked from a line. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a nothing burger. Like, whatever this turns out to be, they couldn't get to the middle of March without having to talk about Tyler O'Neill's availability, which is exactly why you got him when you did. You still overpaid for him. You could have waited and got him cheaper, but that's why.
They pounced, Jason.
That's why. They pounced on the wrong people.
They're aggressive.
That's why you got him for what you got him for. That's why he's not back in Boston, even though that ballpark was pretty tailor-made for him.
And Rob Bradford said that he wanted him back. Remember, we had him on. He wanted O'Neill back in Boston.
So, yeah, this is something that should be noted and should be talked about, because this is the guy they sold you is going to offset some of the 40 home runs they lost from Tony Taters.
Hurt guys tend to stay hurt, as cliches. He's only ever played in 100 games in a season twice. And last year was one of them, where he played a whopping 113. Now, he was very effective, hit 31 home runs. The slugging was great. He crushed left-handed pitching. But the injury bug has bit him repeatedly.
More from Tyler O'Neill on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And we mentioned they pounced on Tyler O'Neill, talks about getting the deal done early.
You know, I'm very thankful that I signed ahead of my market. You know, obviously I was, myself and a lot of guys are waiting for Soto to go, right, and that was holding up everything. But, you know, the Orioles came to me before that all started working, and it was a strong offer. It was within our ballpark. They gave me multiple years, and I'm really happy with where I'm at. You know, I'm joining a winning organization. There's a really young, good group of guys here, specifically left-handed, so I think I'm going to fit in really well over here. You know, then moving the dimensions of the ballpark in a little bit is great for me specifically. Obviously, left field was an absolute monster the last couple years, and I don't know if I would consider signing here with the way that it was in the past, but where it is now, it's a much more reasonable prospect to think of being able to slug on that side of the field, and obviously having a more neutralized right center field is going to be very good for my mental approach in the game and throughout the season. So I'm looking forward to capitalizing on all of that.
I think that's Sultan's a Swing by Dire Straits in the background. Bone doesn't know that
all
song.
All-time guitar
song.
Solo.
Yeah. So he's saying all the right things, and he's happy to be here. And let's just
and he is, when he hits the ball, he is a Sultan a Swing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's on,
but he
it's
might
on
have
brand.
Swung himself to the IL, which he has done several times. He's dove himself to the IL in the outfield.
Yeah, former Gold Glove outfielder.
His center field days are over. And guys like that who are that torqued up, you always worry about soft tissue. You always worry about them aggravating or pulling something. Because when you are that yoked, you tend to be not that malleable, not that flexible. You don't have the same bend and snapback that other guys who were built for torque do.
Sig's wall is already paying off, though, Jason. He said he wouldn't have signed here if we didn't get Sig's wall.
Is it paying off, Bone? Is it?
He hadn't played a game yet.
Is it?
Was it Rob who told us that they wouldn't let him have heavy weights in Boston? And
yes.
But they do
have... He said it during the broadcast. I was listening to the EEI broadcast when the O's were playing them.
Yeah.
That's before all hell broke loose. That was in the days where I'm hard up for Orioles.
Yeah.
What's a good Orioles topic for tomorrow? I mean, there's nothing going on down there.
It's boring.
Give it a minute.
It's boring.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, he said they wouldn't have the dumbbells in Boston that were over 110 pounds, but
here they got
Orioles,
150s.
Not a problem.
Yeah, 150s.
Get you whatever you want.
More from Tyler O'Neill. He likes the direction of the Orioles.
They were winning the division all year last year. Obviously, they ended up in the wild card, but to be a 91-win team, you know, I'm really thankful that I can kind of jump into that and do my part, and hopefully, you know, we can build on that this year. You know, hopefully we can keep things going, and I can just fill my role and play my part.
Salt in the swing, talking about playing his part in this Oriole lineup.
I guess that's who we're going to call him from now on.
Right? I think so.
I
think so.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Yeah,
let's hope. As long as he's here. Boy, I hope it's only 1 year.
Yeah, well, it's Jim Bowden.
It means he has a good year, and he opts out and then lets somebody inherit that injury risk.
Yeah.
You drafted 9 million college outfielders. Let's make room for one.
He is our salt in the
swing.
And
I mean outfielders who can actually catch the ball. Yeah. I don't mean Heston Kjerstad, who we're still wondering. Yeah. I think Heston Kjerstad's a DH.
Yes.
What I think Heston Kjerstad
I think, yes.
Which I believe I've said that since the first time I saw him play in Delmarva.
He's here for his bat.
From behind the fence there, because you can walk at Delmarva. They got a boardwalk behind the outfield fence.
Nice.
And I watched that, and I probably sent a text or two to you guys saying, I'll believe this guy is a major, I don't care if it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'll believe he's an average major league outfielder when I see it, and I'm never going to see it.
So he hit 30 home runs a year ago. He talks about maintaining his offensive production.
Yeah, and it's pretty much what we did. Obviously, we've made some adaptations, you know, different intricacies that I might feel like I need a little bit of a change. But for the most part, it's definitely the same. You know, just really focusing on what I like to focus on, keeping my weights heavy, especially during the off season. You know, transitioning to a power phase, you know, making sure I'm staying on top of that, tracking my bat speed, and, you know, making sure I'm feeling good with my mechanic throughout my cage work. Leading into spring training, you know, once I get to spring training, it kind of turns into a process of getting on the field, you know, how the ball's spinning off the bat, obviously getting my feet under me when it comes to the defensive work. So, you know, that took a week or so plus. Like, I was in a good spot to be playing games, and here we are playing games almost every day. So I'm excited to start the game routine. You know,
here
this is my third game
of
spring, so just looking forward to keeping the work, the good work going, and staying healthy.
Hey, Ben.
Some things never change.
Ben, I to the point we're talking about, he's our salt in the swing. If you could just, at some point, no rush, but just pull that song, and at any point we play a Tyler O'Neill highlight during the season that's not in the open, that's the song that comes in with Tyler O'Neill highlight.
Like, it is something, though, him talking about, now we've reached the part where we're playing games every other day, and it's great to be in the lineup. And
he said almost every
3 days later, he's scratched.
Nothing to see here, though.
No.
Almost is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Speaking of Jim Bowden, I was reading his piece in The Athletic today, and he's doing a breakout candidate, you know, guys who everybody's kind of talking about in their camp. And the Orioles was Adley Rutschman for good reason, and he thinks Adley's going to be an MVP candidate this year. Who do you think the Cincinnati Red breakout guy was? Mm-hmm. We had him on the show 2 weeks ago.
Austin Hayes.
He told us he had his spleen removed. Austin Hayes.
That'd be nice to see. Good guy. Friend of the show.
Yeah. Another guy who couldn't stay healthy.
No, he could not.
But if he does,
he could not.
That ballpark's tailor-made for him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John Morosi's tailor-made for this show.
Yes, he is. He speaks Italian.
We love when he comes and speaks Italian, speaks Spanish. He's with MLB Network, and he joins us next here on The Fan. We jinxed it a couple days ago. We said that the Orioles spring training was boring. Well, yesterday it was far from it. Actually, the last 48 hours have been far from boring. It's a perfect time to go out to the Winning Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend John Morosi, and remember, you can watch John on MLB Network's The Hot Stove weekdays at 9 a.m. coming up on its final week of the offseason. Plus, MLB Network will be down at O's Camp this coming Wednesday. Catch all the coverage later that night on MLB Tonight. And John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I don't know how familiar you are with the timeline, so I'm just going to give it to you real quick and let us know if this all washes for you. So Grayson Rodriguez pitched 2 days ago. He said after the game that he didn't feel good in the bullpen, felt sluggish, but decided he was going to fight through it, could not get behind the ball. After the game, said still felt sluggish, but what was okay. Brandon Hyde.
Wait, real quick. During the game, was throwing four-seamers below 90 miles
yes,
an hour.
Yeah, he was not.
Stayed in the game after
33
that.
Pitches. His velocity was way down. After the game, said he was fine, just sluggish. Brandon Hyde was an hour late for the start of the game. He was in traffic. There was a semi-accident on 75, so he didn't get there until an hour into the game. So when he was asked about it after the game, he kind of laughed it off, saying it sounded good on the radio. But now the next day, he's got tricep soreness. Is it as bizarre as we feel like it is, what we went through on Wednesday?
Well, the individual, the hour by hour, it does add some intrigue, I suppose. But the most important top line of it all is that he doesn't feel right and that his velocity is down. So there are certainly some details within the story that make it a bit more memorable than your usual spring training story. But I do think the most germane thing here is that you've got a pitcher who had injury issues a year ago having more injury issues. And, of course, last year it was the shoulder issue. There was the right lat issue that he dealt with. So this is now becoming a recurring theme. And obviously I'm not a doctor. I have not seen his imaging, nor would I know what to make of it if I did. But there is a reason when you look at a lot of the studies that baseball has done in the last couple of years about pitching injuries. This is the time of the year when most of the injuries surface, because it's when pitchers are going through the most dramatic ramp up from what off-season throwing is like to them pitching in a game. And the fact that he was trying to get through it, I think, speaks to this, the inherent challenge of this time of year. You don't know necessarily what is dead arm, what is normal, what is abnormal, but at this point, you had two different injuries last year. Now your fastball is under 90 miles an hour in a spring training outing without a ton of time left before opening day. If you, as an Orioles fan or anybody listening, wanted to put the adjective injury prone attached to Rodriguez's name, it would be difficult to mount a significant rebuttal to that statement.
So if I was going to say I'm the whatever visiting, I'm another AL East team, and I could pick three Orioles that are going to that I could pull out of their initial plans for the season. I could pick any three, like Grayson Rodriguez, Gunnar Henderson, and Andrew Kittredge would be a pretty good starting point. And
injured.
Yeah. I don't think any are going to be on the opening day roster. You just said it. We're only weeks away from this thing starting, and it is a marathon. How concerning should this be? How concerning is this?
It's concerning, especially when you look at the big picture, which is that Corbin Burnes isn't there anymore.
Nope, nor is Santander.
Right, nor is Santander. So, and this is why baseball is so interesting. And the Dodgers and the Mets, that they're in a separate category, it appears, and the Yankees to some extent are. But we could say the other 27 teams are in a mode where they've got to the most important job that you've got, if you're one of those other 27 teams, and even if you're with the other three that I mentioned, is your most important job is to identify what your window is and maximize it. Now, it's difficult sometimes with the benefit of hindsight, but Jason, Ken, and Tim, I've been lucky to cover this game for a long time, and the one thing that will often be said is there is this, what I would describe, a false sense of security that often happens for teams when they have a good base of young talent. And there's a very legitimate reason for this. We've got this great young talent. Wow, let's just let this group mature together. We'll be in contention every year, and sooner or later we'll break through and it's going to be awesome. Sometimes that doesn't happen. You can ask the Seattle Mariners, who are in the process of, they kind of have the opposite story of the Orioles, where they're based around their young pitching, and there's a lot of restlessness there in Seattle because they're nearing the time where a lot of their players are about to get more expensive, and then they're one or two big injuries away from missing their window. Look at the Toronto Blue Jays. They have not won a playoff round in about 8 years. And now they've got Vlad and Bo, who are entering their walk year with, obviously, in the case of Vlad, no extension in sight. So it is, I guess what I'm saying is, the movie that I'm starting to watch right now with the Orioles, I have seen clips of it before in other cities, and the thing that no Oriole fan wants to say, and I'm not there yet because we haven't even started the season yet, but sometimes the year that you're planning for, to say that, well, this is our go for it year, or this is when all of our internal pieces are going to coalesce and we don't even really have to do that much in terms of mortgaging the future to maximize the present. We're just going to evolve into being this team. Sometimes that doesn't happen. And sometimes the year when you should have done it is actually in your rearview mirror, and the year in front of you looks a lot more flawed than you realize. And when you look at the number of injuries that the Orioles are encountering right now, two things are possible. Number one, either they probably should have invested a bit more in the premium tier of talent, whether it was last offseason or last year at the deadline.
Preach.
Right. Or Scooble, et cetera. We could talk about that. Or here's the other piece of it. If you look at this year, and if your farm system is as good as you say it is, then the kids better show up and play.
Amen.
Because you may need them right now.
John, and that's our biggest question, is Mike Elias going to change his stripes? And you mentioned the looking back, like, are those years in the rearview mirror? And I immediately went to 2023 when the Yankees were down, when the Red Sox were down, and they took the league by storm, won 100 games. Last two trade deadlines, Mike Elias did not maximize it, focusing in on the Grayson Rodriguez and Kittredge injuries. You didn't bring in the upper echelon pitcher because the messaging was Grayson is going to be the ace this year. And they didn't bring in any closer insurance for Felix Bautista coming off the Tommy John surgery. So do you expect Mike Elias to change his stripes before it isn't too late, being more aggressive?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
I don't. Because if he was going to take this approach, He would have done it by now. Mike Elias, in my experience and following his career, he is a very disciplined and methodical executive, which for many, many years has been to his credit and has helped the Orioles get to where they're at right now. He has done, I think, a very admirable job of building. But there and again, part of this, and this is why I'm always cautious to say too much of a critique about any one individual, the answer of a lot of things in sports is ownership, okay, at various points in the journey. I'm always a little bit careful to say, well, this is the fault of X executive, because often it is not the fault of him or her in that situation, because the decision is being made at the ownership level. But I will say, from talking to a lot of people around the game and knowing Mike and following Mike, he is a very methodical executive. He's not someone who is going to be like Jerry DePoto or the old days of Kevin Towers, or even, honestly, the way that Dan Duquette operated in some ways. He's just not that way.
Is it fair to say he's dispassionate? Because I honestly think it reaches a level of so much numbers that the passion and go for it and the future is now element, he's just not wired that way.
I would not describe it as dispassionate. I suppose I wouldn't choose that word. I think he's just very objective and a little, I think he's, in terms of spending his prospects, a little conservative in that way. Mm. And again, that it's a, and we have to look at the flip side of it and say it's a darn good thing that he never traded Henderson or Westberg or a great many other young players who have impacted this team. So you have to say that he's done well by not trading those guys in past years. And so that was the right call. We should make sure that we point that out. Kowser certainly fits in that description too. So he's done a really good job with a lot of those players. But there are those times, and again, it's a little bit easier to be Andrew Friedman when you know that if you trade a prospect, you can sign Sasaki and Yamamoto and Ohtani and anybody on
sure.
top. It's a different – he's dealing with a different – stack of cards than Mike Elias is. But there is that, and again, Mike is passionate about his job. He loves his job. He loves being an executive, and he does want to win badly. It's just his way of going about it is more of an incremental approach, which in this sport often serves you well, but there is that go for it all, go for broke mentality that is seen by a lot of people as risky. And as a result, not a lot of folks do it. Now, one person who does do it and is not really afraid of making a deal is up the road from you a little bit in Philadelphia, and Dave Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. Now, Dave has been around the game for three decades. He became a GM for the first time with the Expos in the mid-'80s. So he has seen it all, and he is to the point where he's got, as the kids say these days, zero cares to give at
yes.
this point in his career.
Yes,
that's him, and that's not Mike. So I think that there's there are different philosophies, and some people, plenty of people have criticized Dave Dombrowski and said, oh, he's always going to give up his prospects and he's always going to gamble and mortgage the future. Yeah, well, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, everybody.
Yeah.
So, because he's won a championship in Miami, a championship in Boston, two World Series in Detroit, and he brought a team to the World Series in Philly. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. So,
we've got the most wins in the American League the last 2 years, JP, so we got that. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
We got the most regular season wins in the American League the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's nice.
That is something.
Yeah.
But Jason, that is
it
not
is
everything.
Something.
As you know from other sports
it's
that we're
something.
Watching right now with the trade deadline.
It's something.
You don't have a parade for the President's
no,
Trophy.
No, you don't.
John, before we let you go, and we always love having you on, with baseball season approaching, maybe a message to your friends in Little Italy.
Sono molto, molto, molto felice di parlare con voi sulle uccelli, the birds. E penso che è una situazione difficile con elezione, però per me sono molto fortunato di parlare sul Baltimore. Ci vediamo durante la stagione.
Yeah,
John
Rosenman. We're effed. I'm with you. Yeah, we're effed.
Ci vediamo.
Great to see you guys.
Salute.
Ci vediamo presto.
Thank you.
Grazie mille. Buona giornata.
Thank you so much, John.
Grazie mille.
Watch John on MLB Network's Hot Stove weekdays at 9 a.m. coming on the final week of this offseason. Plus, MLB Network will be down at Oaks Camp this coming Wednesday. Catch all the coverage later that night on MLB Tonight. We want to hear from the people next. 410-583-1057. Your level of concern with the Orioles. They're three of their main players. Their closer insurance-ish, their main bullpen signing, their ace, and their MVP candidate, all likely not on the opening day roster. What's your concern of the Orioles? 410-583-1057. Let's hear from the people. 410-583-1057. We're concerned about the Orioles. John Morosi just had him on from MLB Network. He's a little concerned about the O's. So let's go out to the phone line.
He said they're bleeped in Italian.
Yeah, I can
understand a lot of that.
Yeah.
Very difficult situation. I know enough.
Chividiamo,
it's a lot like Spanish, dude. So yeah, I caught the gist of it.
Andiamo's let's go. So Chividiamo, it's got to be somewhere. Anyway, let's go out to JT in Parkville. JT, you're on the fan.
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Good. Hey.
Hanging in there, brother.
Because I'm going to maintain what I told you guys 3 weeks ago. What shuts down good hitting, good pitching? The last two playoff stints proved that for the Orioles. Tampa Bay had a chunk of their starters missing a lot of last year. That ain't going to happen again.
Nope.
Boston went out and did what?
Got real
New
arms.
New York, even though Heald is gone for 3 months, they still got what? Toronto, our old guy Goss, even though we hit him pretty good, he pitches pretty good. And if they get the man maxed out, I wanted 5 years in Washington getting over 200 strikeouts a year, they're going to be okay. So, now the guy you're pegging as our number one who can't stay off the injured list every year as a starter, you didn't go out and get a certified shutdown year, the other offense's number one guy. And now the bullpen, the guy you brought in to hopefully help to wait till the mountain ramps totally up. No, I'm going to maintain it. We're looking at fifth in the division. I hope I'm wrong, but good pitch shuts down good hitting.
Appreciate the call. I don't know about 40-year-old Max Scherzer pitching like he did in Washington.
Yeah, Toronto, I have a hard time.
But he's
I
made
think
some points.
The vibes are off in Toronto and this whole Vladdy thing. Like, I don't buy Toronto, but fourth in this division. I told you guys, I've been thinking, before any of this happened, I was thinking more like 83 to 85 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I that's what I think. That's what I think. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to take my kids to a playoff game at Camden Yards and the place be actually packed and them actually play with a lead and maybe even actually win the game. Like, I would love all of that, but I'm a realist. I tend to know what I'm watching, and this product has not passed my sniff test the entire offseason.
410-583-1057. Larry's in Baltimore. Larry, you're on the fan.
Hey, I listen to you guys a lot, and it's like everybody comes to the Orioles start getting hurt. And all our people from last year getting hurt. So I don't know where we're going to be at this year.
Well, I guess I appreciate the call. I don't know. Everybody's getting hurt. But when Gunnar Henderson, your best player, Grayson Rodriguez, your number one starter, and Andrew Kittredge, the one real bullpen signing you made this offseason, are all now hurt and opening days in jeopardy, that is a it's not an ideal way to start the regular season.
Well, but this is part of how it was built, where 2023, no one got hurt. They rode that magic carpet ride, and we know that they're starting rotation.
And they did what to give them a shot of adrenaline?
They got
general soreness and Fuji. And they did what to help the playoff push? Yeah, exactly.
And then last year, the starting rotation on paper heading into spring training looked great. And then, of course, we heard the Bradish news. We heard the John Means news. And it was more reality, where these type of injuries, they happen over the course of 162 games.
Let's quickly grab Trippy. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on?
Where you been, Trippy?
Hey, where you been?
Where I've been at?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I've been high for real. You know, I'm waiting for the weather to break. I'm not a big cold person once the Ravens season over with. Yeah. But I'm very concerned about the Orioles. You know why I'm concerned? Because I went to both playoff games last year, right?
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of people talking about, it was the pitching, when I really think it was the bats.
Yes.
And now that we got a couple bats that's hurt, I feel like it's going to be the same thing next year. I mean, we're going to start off probably good. And then during the summertime, we're going to go through a little losing streak. And then we probably get to the playoffs, and we probably don't make the playoffs. But I'm very concerned, man. I just want to know when they going to start spending money. You see all these other teams spending money and stuff. Like, look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers just won the World Series. Now, I'm not saying.
Well, they're not going to spend like the Dodgers, but they could spend like the A's, Trippy.
Yeah, Sacramento A's got a Lawrence Butler deal done. What are these guys doing?
But you got to look at it, right? And I see Jason always saying they got to spend money. Look at this, right? The Dodgers won the World Series last year. What'd they do? They added more pieces. The Orioles got swept in the playoffs. Matter of fact, the Orioles ain't win a game in 10 years, a playoff game. What'd they do? Sign an old starting pitcher, Morton.
Yeah, and an old Japanese pitcher.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So we don't know what's going to happen, but I still got hope. I'm still going to support the team, though. But
we'll see you, Pickles.
All right, man. But I'm very concerned, though.
We're with you, Trippy.
Hey, let me just say this, and I think you guys will co-sign this. If you want them to spend like the Dodgers, you're going to be disappointed.
No. How about you spend like the Brewers?
But like, how about the A's? The A's, your Sacktown A's, Jason, are spending some money.
I'm old enough to remember the Brewers giving Yelich a real deal, giving Braun a real deal.
Yeah.
My God, am I asking for too much?
No. Yes, I think you are. Hey, coming up next, you know what? It's Friday. Time to get our best bets with our friend Ariel Epstein and Beltway Ben Hall. It's next here on The Fan.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.